It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to today's episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, share, and hear the Word of God. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's time for our devotion. If this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you to our midst. This is a family of Christ where we take our devotion together, where we get to learn about the Word of God, where we get to hear what God has to tell us each and every single day. So if you are here and you have loads of questions burning in your mind, I want to assure you that right here on this show, God has something to tell you. That is why it's very important that we gather here every single morning. I want to especially welcome you because you are here and you are here by divine orchestration. If you are frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody. To tell every single person, right? It's time for our devotion. So I wanted to share the word, spread the news. Let everybody come online and let's take the Word of God together. But before we go into the Word of God, let's just take a second of our time to appreciate God for giving us this beautiful opportunity to be alive. Being alive is a beautiful and huge privilege. So I don't want us to take it for a ride. I want us to appreciate God for making this possible. So wherever you are, just take a second and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today is the 27th day in the month of September 2024. We are gradually moving close to the end of the month. Today we'll be talking about a topic that says Destiny Destroyers Part 2. Yesterday we looked at Destiny Destroyers Part 1. Today we'll be looking at the Part 2 of the topic, Destiny Destroyers. Our aim today is taken from Hymn 30. Of our Open Heaven Manual, When We Walk With The Lord, M30. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Zechariah chapter 1 to chapter 5. Zechariah from chapter 1 to chapter 5. Our memory verse today is taken from Luke chapter 12 verse 15. Luke chapter 12 verse 15, which says, And he said unto them, Take heed. And beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Luke chapter 12 verse 15. And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. We have two Bible readings today. The first one will be taken from John chapter 12, from verse 3 to 6. John chapter 12, from verse 3 to 6. It says, "Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, 'Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?' This is said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it." A second Bible reading will be taken from Matthew chapter 26, from verse 14 to 16. Matthew chapter 26, from verse 14 to 16. "Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, 'What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?' And he counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our open heaven today says, "Yesterday I discussed how the devil can use illicit sex as a tool to destroy destinies. Another means through which the devil destroys destinies is greed. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Once the devil can get someone to love money, other evils will begin to spring forth. Money should not have dominion over you. Don't make decisions that you know will offend God solely because of money. Anything that is against the will of God, even if it has benefits worth billions of dollars attached to it, must become a taboo to you. Many people have stolen money to buy a car, and then that car became their coffin. Gehazi had a great destiny ahead of him. He could have inherited a double portion of the double portion anointing that Elisha had, and that would have given him tremendous power. However, greed denied him of a great destiny. No matter how much money a Christian is tempted to steal, God's plan for his or her life is greater than it. I have seen great destinies destroyed because of the people involved were too much in a hurry to become rich, and so they took what they ought not to take. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20 says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent." Don't be too much in a hurry to be rich. If someone is too much in a hurry for riches, he or she will not be innocent. And that lack of innocence is what the devil will use to destroy such a fellow. Be faithful, and you will abound in blessings. Don't envy people who are doing all manner of evil things to get money now. They are rams waiting slaughter. The book of Proverbs chapter 15 verse 27 says, "He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live." Those who are greedy of gain are calling trouble on themselves and their families. It is only a matter of time before they begin to burn from the troubles that they bring on themselves. Don't join them. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please kill every element of greed in me now in Jesus' name. Father, please kill every element of greed in me now in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, remember, like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul today. Please share this message with somebody today. And how can you do that? You can do that by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to share or listen to, or even download on your mobile devices. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. In fact, share with as many people today. You can also join us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio stations, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Or on our mobile app. Our mobile app is also available for download on Play Store and Apple Store. You can listen to us live 7 a.m. every morning, as well as other outlined programs, amazing shows throughout the day to enjoy from, even while on the move or whatever you are doing. There are a lot of shows for you to be blessed from. Thank you for joining us, but do not touch that dial because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Stay tuned. But till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. You can have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.